Crossroads, East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM. Now, I have on the line Paul Bailey, Irish League of Credit Unions spokesperson. Good morning, Paul, and welcome to the programme. It's the first time we've chatted, I think.
Indeed it is, Tony. Thank you. I've been on your on Near FM before, but I haven't spoken to your good self.
Paul, we are going to talk today about something which I think is going to become a bigger problem than a lot of people realise, and that is the use of credit cards and people's understanding of a credit card. And I suppose maybe a good place to start, and the reason, by the way, Paul, that I say I think it's going to become a bigger problem is we see in times of high interest and where an economy is in the state it's in at the moment, that people seem to rely a lot more on credit. And I suppose the best place to start here is by asking, how easy is it at the moment to obtain a credit card?
Well, I think most people can apply for a credit card. I'm not too au fait with the terms and conditions, but I imagine it's quite easy, because, you know, it's in the interests of credit card companies to have as many cards out there and get people using them. And unfortunately, we know that over half of Irish consumers own a credit card. But of you know, we also found that nearly 65% don't know what interest rate they pay. So, you know, if you think of it from like that point of view, if people are not sure about what interest they pay and they just keep spending on their credit cards, that's in the interest of the credit card company. They're going to get more money. You know, that's how it works.
Paul, if I go into you this morning and I manage to secure a loan from the credit union for, let us say, €10,000.
Yeah.
Or I go online and I don't know nothing about credit cards because I never had one, but let us say that I managed to secure a credit card with a balance of €10,000 on that. I don't even know if that's possible, but let us just, for the purposes of our chat this morning, say that it is. Mm-hmm. What's the difference in the interest rate that I'm going to be paying to you as opposed to the credit card company, Paul? Because I think this is going to shock a lot of people.
Well, the max, Tony, that a credit union can pay under can charge under legislation is 12% on a loan. Now, the majority of credit unions, you know, would for a loan of €10,000, they probably, you know, be setting that about 8 or 9%, you know, depending on the credit union. So, on average, it could be maybe 8.5-9% you could expect to pay on a 10,000 loan. Whereas with a credit card, they range in entering from 13% right up to 26%. And there's an article in today's Evening Herald by Sinead Ryan comparing some of the main credit cards, and they're all around the 22% mark, 22% interest rate mark. So you can see the difference, 9% versus 22%. It's a lot of money over the lifetime of a €10,000 loan.
It is a shocking discrepancy, Paul. It's huge. And I mean, you know, it's all very well and fine to say, well, look, these are only percentage rates, etc. But that's real money you're talking about at the end of the day. It's real cash, and it's your cash.
Oh, absolutely. And look, don't get me wrong. For people that can manage money well, a credit card isn't a bad option. And why I say manage that well, so you can pay your monthly bills and using your credit card. So you could be paying for your fuel on your car. You could be paying your monthly shopping. And if you pay that off within the month, then you don't accrue any interest. Where it runs into trouble that people, you know, at the end of the month, that they don't put as much into the credit card as they would want it in order to pay, you know, to avoid any interest. That starts to build up.
Is that this thing, Paul, called minimum payment? Again, I'm coming from a point of ignorance here because I never had a credit card, so I don't know nothing about it. But is that this thing called a minimum payment? Is that where you really run into trouble, because the balance then starts to, I think it's compound interest or whatever they call it. I remember from my school days.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people think over a third of people that we surveyed thought that if they cover the minimum balance due at the end of the month, so on your credit card statement you'll see what your outstanding amount is, and then you'll see what the minimum amount you can pay. So a lot of people pay that, and they wrongly believe that they don't pay any interest if they cover that payment at the end of the month. So the way it works, you're paying interest on the full balance as well as any interest on the outstanding balance from the date of your last transaction. So it's, as you say, it's compounding all the time. So there's just a lack of knowledge out there about how credit card interest works. And as you say, they think if they're paying this minimum payment, that they don't pay any interest, and that's fundamentally wrong. We only found about 31% correctly know that they knew that they paid the interest on the full balance as well as the interest on the outstanding balance from the date of transaction. So, again, showing a lack of knowledge among the general public about how this works, how credit card interest works.
Paul, are there times of the year, and I presume that the credit union, like most, if not all, financial institutions, track spending patterns, etc. So with that in mind, are there times of the year where you see the use of credit cards going up as opposed to other times of the year?
Well, we don't see it because the credit union doesn't offer credit cards, so we don't see the usage. But from our research, we know that 56% of people that use them for ad hoc purchases every month. 14% people said they're going to throw that card away, which is good news. 10% said they will use it to fund a planned holiday. So you see people using it for holidays. You see people maybe using it. We do a back to school survey down every year, and you'll see a percentage of people using their credit card to buy the school uniform and the school books. And then you'll see it again at Christmas, where people will be feeling the pinch to buy toys for the kids, and they don't have the money, they'll use the credit card and they worry about paying it afterwards. That's what happens, you know. So there will be different pinpoints of the year. So to answer your question, so it's back to school, Christmas, and maybe the summer holiday, you know.
Yeah, I hadn't factored the summer holiday into my question, but I was actually thinking that definitely Christmas would be a time that the credit card would get fair use. All right, again, I hadn't factored in back to school, but I mean, I can see why. Are you, well, not you personally, but are the credit union genuinely worried that reliance on credit cards may increase as the financial world that we're living in becomes more turbulent?
It's a hard one, certainly, since we've been doing this survey for a number of years, and we didn't do one last year because of the pandemic. But based on our experience from the previous year, there is an increase in the amount of people who own credit cards. So that's a concern. Well, it's not a concern if they use it properly, as I say, but there also is an increase in the amount of people who don't know what interest rate they pay. So that's concerning. To answer your question, in terms of the turbulent financial world we live in, there are so many financial products available out there now, between the what we call the fintechs, the Revoluts, the N26s, to your credit cards, to your bank loans, to your credit union loans. So there, and then the legal money lenders, not to mention the illegal money lenders, but the legal money lenders there, they also lend money to people at very, very high interest rates. So there are lots of choices for people, and sometimes people will take the easiest choice as opposed to actually doing a bit of research and saying, okay, where can I get the cheapest loan? Where can I get something that I can afford to repay every month or every week within my budget? They instead of doing that, they tend to go for the easiest, quickest solution, and sometimes that can be a credit card. Sometimes it can be a money lender. So that's how it works.
And you see, I think it's a very salient point you make, Paul, and I think it's something that needs to be reinforced, is that generally speaking, the quickest and handiest option may not, and in a lot of cases, especially when it comes to money, is not always the best option. And I think there's an old adage when it comes to money, you know, that and I think you alluded to it there, Paul, that I remember when I was young at home, was cutting your cloth according to your measure. That does not seem to apply anymore. It's a case of borrow today and worry about paying later.
Yeah, and I think there's more pressure, I think, on parents in this modern digital world and in social media world. There's a lot of pressure on young people to look their best, to have the latest designer gear, or to have the latest bit of cosmetic surgery, or get their teeth done. What we call the social influencer world, that puts pressure on young people, and then also puts pressure on their parents to actually, you know, meet those needs that these young people have. So it's a very different world to say when you and I were growing up, when there was no social media, there wasn't this instant sort of gratification, and I want that now, and I have to have that now, or else I won't look that well, and then my friends will. I'll feel left out with my friends. So you can see all the social pressure coming on, and that leads to, eventually financial pressure, either on the young person themselves or on their parent, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, young people who progress now to third level education, God knows they're leaving universities with a millstone of debt around their neck in a lot of cases as well, without even adding to it by way of a credit card. Paul, anecdotally, please, if you wouldn't mind, do you find people coming to the credit union who are in difficulties because of debt which has accrued on a credit card and they want to get rid of it?
Yes, we would find that in lots of cases, that people have built up debt over the years, maybe with credit card, maybe with some other type of finance, and they're looking for help in relation to how can I get rid of this debt at an affordable rate that I, you know, that I, over a period of time that I can manage. And that's where I would urge people, if they're in that space, to go and talk to the credit union. There, you know, you can open an account, depending on your ability to repay, you can probably take a loan straight away. But the important thing is to go and talk first and join as a member. We also have what's called the It Makes Sense loan, only it's a loan for people that may be on social welfare. So they can come and borrow up to €2,000 at 12%. And that can be deducted then from their household budget scheme, their payment from the Department of Social Welfare. So it can be deducted at source. So they don't even have to come back and pay it into the credit union. It's just deducted at source. So that's another option. It's called the It Makes Sense loan. Not every credit union does it, but if your listeners want to just type in It Makes Sense loan on Google, they'll find the list of credit unions that do it. So that's another one important. So I suppose the big message I would say today is if you are in financial difficulty with a loan or with a credit card, go and talk to the credit union in the first instance and see what's available, see what can be done, see if it can be worked out to suit you and your own circumstances, your own personal financial circumstances. And you'll always get a friendly ear at the credit union. And if they'll help, they can. And if they can't, they might direct you in some other direction. So,
yeah, and it's important to remember that neither Paul nor myself are advocating or decrying any financial institution or any service that they offer. What we are seeing, I suppose, Paul, really is the old Latin phrase, caveat emptor. Buyer beware, because I mean, the at the very top of the program, at the very top of the chat there, Paul, you gave the differences in interest rates, and you know, people may think, yeah, well, should I run any figures and percentages? That's real money.
Absolutely, it is, and it hits. You know, it like if I give a very quick example, if someone was to borrow €500 from the credit union at 12%, over 6 months they pay back an interest €15 on that €500, and if you compare that to, you know, if you were to do it with a credit card, you could work out the difference there. You're probably paying back probably about €80 over that same period instead of €15 with a credit union loan. So
yeah, well, that's, you know, €65, I think it is, isn't it, of a difference. That's your money. You know, it's not some abstract thing from outer space. That is 65 of your euros coming out of your pocket where it needn't necessarily be.
Yep. That's a fill of petrol for a small car, or half a household food bill for the week, you know, so looking at those lights.
Well, that's it, and I mean, you know, for a lot of, as you say, like, I mean, even in today's financial climate, like €65 will put a lot of petrol or diesel in your car, or €65 will put a lot of electricity into your meter, or go a long way towards paying an ESB bill.
Yeah, you're a gas bill. Yeah, exactly.
Paul, as a matter of interest, and it's on a totally different topic, but while I have you, I just want to talk about it. Credit unions, people, I presume you would be advising them to, you know, for especially with people who are members of credit unions, to try and get their continuous running bills, I think, paid through the credit union. I think if you bring in a bill and just put pay auto on the top of it, every month the credit union will pay your bills for you out of your account, etc., and it might take the sting out of it, because I'm hearing anecdotally as well, Paul, you know, about people getting ESB bills that are gone up by €100 and €150.
Mhm. Yeah. So again, I think go and talk to the credit union. You may already be a member, but bring that bill in and say, I want this to be automatically paid every month. I should mention, Tony, as well, now a lot of credit unions, there's over 50 credit unions now across the country, and a good few of them in Dublin, doing current accounts and debit cards, and the debit cards are, you know, can be used in any ATM or anywhere in the world. So, you know, if people are thinking about switching from Ulster Bank or from KBC, who are pulling out of Ireland, check out your local credit union. And again, if they go on to creditunion.ie and click on, I think, a button there, what we offer, you'll see current accounts, and you'll get a full list county by county of where those current accounts are currently available. And those, you know, credit unions, as we go forward, will continue, more credit unions will continue to offer current accounts. So again, you know, a viable alternative to banks, and a, you know, a community based bank as opposed to a corporate bank. So that the other thing about credit union, when people open an account with a credit union, the credit union will invest money in the community on their behalf through sponsorship of local clubs, through supporting students, through bursaries. So they're all the time giving back into the community, which is another nice alternative for banks. But the same type of saving that you're talking about, the same type of bill paying, and in a lot of cases the same current accounts that people would not use on a regular basis is now available to I think, as I said, over 50 credit unions across 220 locations at the moment, and that will increase in the future.
And for anybody listening this morning, when you're going out on your constitutional, either this morning or later on this afternoon, I would lay odds, and even though I'm not a gambling man, I wouldn't know how it's done, but I would lay odds that you will be walking by a credit union. So drop in. Even if you're not a member, have a look at what they have on offer, and it is definitely something that should be for everybody. There's a woman down, well, she's not there anymore, but there was a woman down in Ballydesmond, County Cork, and I'm sure you're very familiar with her, Paul, and she was the woman who started off the Irish League of Credit Unions many, many, many years ago.
That's right, Nora Hurley, yeah.
Correct, and right. I think the grandmother, actually, of the late Marion Finucane, believe it or not.
I think she was a great aunt, I think, of Marion, yeah.
Correct, a great aunt, sorry, yeah. You're right, a great aunt of Marion Finucane, and that's where it all started, and look at what it has grown into today. And as well as that, Paul, and we're getting tight on time, it's very important to remember that the amount of people that the credit unions have helped who were in dire straits over the year are, it's a phenomenal number of people.
Oh, huge, yeah. We have, for those of your listeners that are on social media, if you go on and look at it, we have a series called Powered by People, and that is made up of stories of people that the credit union has helped. That might be people, there's one story there, a lowly one, of a person exactly who got into trouble with a credit card, as we're talking about today, and how she was helped by the credit union to get out of that debt that she was in. But we also have stories there about how the credit union has helped small businesses, local people set up their business, how they've helped sporting stars, Emmett Harrington, for example, the boxer, went to the Olympics funded by a credit union loan. So there are some really good stories there. Powered by People series, it's called, and you can find that on social media.
Paul Bailey, spokesperson for the Irish League of Credit Unions. Paul, it was lovely to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Bye bye.
Across North East Dublin,
90.3.
This is Near FM.